This episode is recorded at Rock Money Media in Covina, California.
Hey, what's up? Have you been in a car accident and it's not your fault? Or maybe it is your fault. It really doesn't matter. All that matters is you hit up CCLA Motors. CCLA Motors, the best body shop. iCar Gold certified. I said iCar Gold certified. They work with all insurance companies, so don't be afraid of the insurance. They will work with their insurance. Also, free 24-hour towing. So don't be stuck on the road. They got you. They'll pick you up and take you to their body shop. Free 24-hour towing located in San Gabriel Valley, LA area, Inland Empire in Orange County, 14340 Arrow Highway, Baldwin Park, California. Remember, you get in a car accident, hit up CCLA Motors. Hey, are you in the market for a brand new car, but you don't want an ordinary car? You want that exotic car. Hit up the Car Plug. The Car Plug is a premier auto consultant. Wow, that sounds really professional. A premier auto consultant. They'll sell you a car, and not will they only sell you a car, they'll buy your old car, and they even buy off leases. You're not stuck in that lease. They will buy off your lease and put you in a brand new exotic car, the most exotic cars in one parking lot. Hit up the Car Plug, Premier Auto Consultants. This episode is brought to you by Apish, premium cannabis brand. Follow them on Instagram at apish_OG. Website www.apish.com. Let's go ape shit. Welcome back, welcome back. Be close to your heart. This is what a great episode 155 was.
Here is where with Sleepy. I find my peace, where my soul is finally free.
Let's go.
I'm going all in.
Come on.
Of my head, I'm not scared to get drenched in your love. Wherever you go, God, I will follow. I'm not scared to get lost in your love. I don't have to see.
So many people hit me up about that episode. And I knew going into that episode with Reggie, Sleepy, I wanted him to come on for a couple of years now. I knew his story was a crazy story. And I always say it's God's timing. He didn't want to come on for a lot of obvious reasons. He wasn't proud of the things he've done in the past. It's nothing to brag about. This wasn't a bragamony. He didn't want to get applauded for the things he'd done in the past. And I always told him, come on, bro. Come on the podcast. Come on, Street Scholars. I asked him for the wrong reasons. I asked him for the reasons for that great story. And for some reason, you know, he didn't want to come on. And God didn't want it to come on. God's timing. not our timing. And what a great episode it was. And I only had him on for this season. I wanted him to come on for, and I don't mean season as in podcast season. I mean the season of life. And I felt like I see where Reggie at is in life right now. Sees that he's doing positive things. An amazing father. One of the best fathers that I know out of my friends. Great father. Good dad. And for him to like message me about the podcast, and not that episode, but episodes before, is saying, bro, I'm proud of you the way you are with your chick. I would delete, this is him speaking, I would delete all my contacts of all these girls in my phone for our true love. How grown we become. And I know at the end or during the podcast, I got emotional, and I feel like the older I get, the more, I don't want to say sensitive, but we could use sensitive. I'm okay with the word sensitive. Before I'll say, I ain't sensitive. I'm okay with the word sensitive, but I want to say I'm just more emotional. I would always pride myself, and we talked about it before in other episodes. I would always, you know, pride myself on being macho, being a man, pat myself on the back for the things I could do, for the things I could see, and still go to bed at nighttime and have a good sleep. I would sleep. See evil, do evil, sleep good at nighttime. Pride in myself, not crying, doesn't disturb me. But I was in a certain place, a different season in my life where I blocked those things out. And I feel like the older I get, is catching up to me. All those emotions are catching up to me. And it's okay. I love watching a movie or talking to a friend and getting emotional, get teary eye. It's sincere. And when he was here in the interview, you know, I'm looking at him and I'm telling him, you know, I was always proud to call my homie because his reputation and the image he had and the evil things he've done and the things he was doing in prison. I was proud to call this guy, Sleepy, my homie. And when I'm talking to him on the last episode, I'm looking at this guy, looking at this man, looking at my friend. And I'm saying, I'm more proud of you, of the man you are now, than the homie you were before. And I mean that. I'm so proud of this guy. And I know there's other homies. And there's a difference between a homie and a friend. You find out the hard way. And I know there's homies out there that probably heard the podcast. Maybe say I'm soft. Don't care. Maybe saying Reggie's soft now. I don't think he cares. And the things I'm doing right now, the season that I'm in, the lifestyle that I'm choosing, the choices that I'm making, I think if I went back to the hood, started kicking it again, I wonder what homies would tell me, Rocky, what are you doing here? You're doing so good for yourself. Why are you here? I wonder who would say that. Or would they just welcome me with open arms? Dang, I'm glad you're back. But only a real friend not a homie, but a real friend will say, what are you doing here? Get out of here. This lifestyle isn't for you. You're doing so good. Don't backslide. Don't go backwards in life. And that's how you know who you're true. Not homies, but your true friends are. When Reggie started doing good, you might hear gossip. Oh, that fool moved. They expected so much from him. He done enough. And maybe I'm the only friend that told him. You don't owe anybody anything. Go live your life. He gave so much for the hood. He gave so much to be Sleepy, for the image of Sleepy. Go be Reggie now. Go be Reggie.
Let me give you some dating advice. Are you looking for a special place, for a special person, for a special date? Well, I'll take them to Garden Bar and Grill, located in La Habra and Pico Rivera. Good food, good service. Be there.
I went to church on Saturday. Church on Saturday? I went to church on Saturday. There was a prophet by the name of Prophet Rob. And we see these things on TV. We see memes of these things. We see videos on YouTube of these prophets, these people, these pastors, these gifted people touching other people, and they faint at church, and it's very dramatic. And it's hard to grasp, and it's hard to believe. Are those fake prophets out there? Absolutely. Are there fake pastors out there? Absolutely. Are there fake churches out there? Absolutely. Is there a fake Jesus out there? Absolutely not. Jesus is real. So I go to these events. I go to these church services. And you know me, I try to call out the BS when I see it. Even if there's a scripture, and I can call BS on a scripture, which I shouldn't, and God always checks me when I do, has a way of dealing me when I do that. David and Jonathan. He has a way of checking me. So I go to this event at the church, and this guy's, and the worship's amazing. You feel it. You feel the Holy Spirit. And this guy goes on, and he's preaching, and he's pointing people out in the audience, and he goes, "You, come to the altar. God has a word for you." And he's saying something about this girl. You know, I'll give you an example. There's some girl. He doesn't know this person. I'm assuming they're not actors, and everybody's genuine there. Everybody's sincere there. And this is why I go to this church. I go to Refuge in Rancho Cucamonga with Pastor Rob. Everybody there knows the Bible very well. I feel like there's no thickness going on there. It's a genuine church. Genuine love. And he calls this girl out. And he kind of tells her, like, and kind words, and he's pretty much telling her to get out of an abusive relationship. And I'm just summarizing what he told her, and I'm listening, and this girl's breaking down, crying. And I'm like, unless they paid some really good actors to be here to cry like that, this is real. She's crying for a reason. Points at a guy about 25 to 30 years old. Looks like a cool guy, kind of hip, dresses nice. I kind of feel like this guy, there's no way this guy's going to act this. There's no way, you know? He's just there sitting, minding his business. I think maybe his girlfriend drug him there. Drug him to church on a Saturday night. He's there. Prophet Rob points him out. Tells him, about being an orphan. Tells him not having a father. Tells him all this thing. Tells him that he never been loved before and he don't know how love is. And this guy is just starting. This guy's shaking. He's standing up, but he's shaking. He's shivering. And this guy's ready to break down. And the prophet Rob tells him, I'm going to hug you right now. And when I hug you, you're going to feel love that you never felt before in your life. And prophet Rob just grabs him and hugs him. And this guy just drops to his knees and starts crying. He's on the floor. I'm like, and if you never been to a church like this and you never witnessed the Holy Spirit or a gift from God and you barely walked in this church for the first time and you hear people, you know, praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, and you see people dropping like flies and you hear this worship music and his prophet on stage and he's like a psychic reader and he's and people are like, how does he know all these things? You would be amazed and shocked. I don't know how, like for me, I'm kind of used to it somewhat. But if you're a newbie and it's your first time going to church on a Saturday night, I can't imagine what's going on through your head. Because it's hard to deny how real it is. You have to be there to catch that feeling, to catch that vibe, to feel that Holy Spirit. It's amazing. And he's looking around and I'm like, I'm sitting down and I don't want this guy to give me the word. I go, please don't call me out. Please don't call me out. Please don't call me out. I do not want this guy to call me out. I do not want to go up to the altar. I'm just being real with you right now. I know everybody wants that word. You want that word, but I want that word kind of private. I don't want to go on stage. I don't want to faint. And I don't know if people are faking it still. I don't know what's going on, but is he going to whisper in my ear, hey, when I touch you on the floor, make sure you fall on the floor. Because I don't want to be put in that situation because I won't fall and I'll just stand up. There's no way. I'm not going to be fake about this. So I go, don't call me. Don't put me in that situation and don't put my problems out in public. Because he say, Rocky, you're going through this and you're going through that. And I go, please don't put me on blast. I do not want to get called out on the altar because everybody stares at you. And then he gives my niece boyfriend a word, and it was so on point. He doesn't know my niece's boyfriend, never met him. Gives him a word that's so on point that you can't deny the power of God, that God is using this guy, Prophet Rob, as an instrument and as a tool. There's no denying it. He gives me his number. We exchange numbers at church. I want to have this guy in the podcast. We exchange numbers because this guy could give you the word, a prophetic word through the phone. Like if I had you guys call in, he will give you the word through the phone. We exchange numbers. Not a big deal. I figure I'm going to call this guy maybe in a couple weeks or next time he's in town or whatever. I'll call him eventually. I'm going to call this guy to get on a podcast. I'm not in a hurry. The next day, something told me to hit him up. I got something told me to text this man to see if he wanted to meet up for coffee or something, which I know he lives far away. I don't know what his schedule is like. I don't know if he's home or not. I don't know if he's on a road. I just go, I'm gonna text this man. Just, why not? I text him. I'm in Bakersfield. I'm visiting Dahlia. I'm in Bakersfield for the last couple of days. So I don't even know if he's close or what. I just text him, hey, bro, if you're in the area, stop by. Let's grab some coffee. Let's talk about the podcast. He goes, bro, I'm literally driving over to Grapevine right now. I can meet you in 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Tell me where to meet you. I'll give you my ETA. Like, what are the odds of me texting him at that time, no sooner, no later, by that time where he's coming over to Grapevine? I go, wow, that's kind of random. It's kind of random that he's going to pass right through Bakersfield. Random. Me and my chick meet up with this man, Prophet Rob. drinking coffee, talking. I'm asking him, like, how do you tell people? Because I know there's a lot of doubters out there and people say, oh, this is fake. What do you say, though? So I'm asking these kind of questions. I'm asking what he thinks about Tyler Henry. I'm asking what he thinks about psychics and, you know, those card readers and people that think about the universe and so on and so on. I'm asking these questions because I'm kind of curious what he thinks about it. And he's giving me these answers. He's talking to me about it. And I'm asking, well, do you, like, does God tell you to give you the word, or you can look at somebody and God will talk through you? Kind. If he goes, I have a word for you, and I have a word for your girlfriend. I have a word for you guys right now. I'm going, oh, like, okay. He starts talking to me. And right away, you know me, not that I'm a Debbie Downer, but I like to call BS when I see it. So right away, I'm looking for the flaws and the wrong things that he says. I'm looking for the red flags right away. I'm looking to sabotage this relationship right away. That's my first reaction on anything. And he's talking to me, and he's talking to me, and he's telling me things that, like, and I don't know this man. I don't know him. And he's telling me things where, like, I'm like, how do you know that? And he's telling me things that I've done before in my future and the things that I'm thinking about as far as financially, as far as my career, as far as a podcast, as far as other co-hosts and other things. And he's so on point with everything. I'm like, are you a fly in the wall when I don't understand how you can know these things. It's things that only my girl would know because I vent to my girl a lot. About certain relationships, about certain things, or what, like, you know, you guys know what pillow talk is. And I think, like, are you there when I'm talking to my girl? Do you know my girl? How do you know these things? How do you know about things I've done years ago? I don't understand how you're so on point. I mean, when I say on point, it's to the T. There's no denying. And I would tell you guys, and it would be a better episode if I could tell you, oh, this guy was all wrong. This guy was BS. It would be a better episode. It would be better content. Trust me, it would. But he was so on point with everything he was talking about, glory to God. And I was like, wow. He looks at my girl, and once he opens his mouth, my girl, Dahlia, breaks down and starts crying. And I mean, she's crying. And he hasn't even told her anything yet. But he goes deep with her. And he's talking about her childhood life. Talking about her relationship with her mom. And other things that he couldn't say out loud because I was there. But my girl is kind of secretive. You guys know her. Secret life. Secret boyfriend. You guys know how Dahlia is. How she moves. So he didn't want to put her on blast too much, but he was tying her thing where she's just crying and bawling. And I was like, wow, like, what are they talking about? Cause I'm there, but I don't know, because Dahlia doesn't open up to, she'll open up to me, but not as much. Like, maybe like a crack the door open a little bit. And he's telling her things that only she knows what he's talking about. And she's just crying and crying. And then we leave, and I'm asking, hey, so for me, he was on point with everything. Like, I just can't explain it, like, how on point this man was talking to me. I go, but you, I don't know if he was on point or not, because I don't know what he's talking about with you. And I know he couldn't be specific because I was there. I go, but how on point was he with you, or was he off on you? And I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe she's all like, babe, he was kind of off. But I kind of thought that, but at the same time, she was crying a lot. And she told me, no. He was on point with everything. He knew things about my past, about when I was a child. And he narrowed that, from you were 16 years old to 24 year olds, you were dealing with this on point. It's mind-blowing, guys. It's mind-blowing how on point this man was. Not him, but God uses him as an instrument. And he does give all glory to God. And he's going to come on a podcast really soon. Like, really soon. Maybe I can have, and he said he'll take live callers. You could DM me a question, and as long as you give me the name, he could prophesize over you through a text, through a DM. How exciting is this? I know I'm excited for my future. You know me and my confirmations. I'm just excited about a lot of things. A lot of entrepreneurship going out right now. Everybody wants to be their own boss. And that's dope. I think that's great. Be your own boss. Be your own man. Be your own woman. How amazing is that? But see, what I do, and when you're your own boss, you're not just doing your job. You're doing a lot of jobs. You have a lot of titles. You have a lot of heads. You got to be more than one person. You got to be your own accountant. You got to count the money. You got to be your own treasurer. You got to be your own secretary. You got to take the appointments. If you're doing nails, if you're doing hair, if you're doing tattoos. You got to be in your own marketing team. You got to promote. You got to be a lot of different heads, a lot of different titles to be your own boss. It's not just one thing. I learned that. I'm my own marketing. I'm my own secretary. I'm my own accountant. I'm my own treasurer. I'm my own boss. I'm my own worker, my own employee. I'm everything. And that's draining. But a lot of people want to be their own boss. You want to be your own boss, but you don't want to take the other titles with it. But you need to take the other titles with it to become your own boss. A lot of us procrastinate on being a boss. We want to be this, we want to be that. And it's a fast food world these days. You want everything quick, 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 quick. Everybody wants to eat, but everybody wants it fast. You want to get that meal, put it in a microwave, and you think it's going to taste good. You're assuming it's going to taste good. You think it's going to taste good. But let me tell you something. There's something about cooking something and preparing something and dicing up food and chopping it up and put it on the pan and put it on the stove and cooking it. And it takes a little bit more time. But let me tell you, we all know it's going to taste a lot better than a microwave food, than a microwave dinner, than a meal. Something about preparing something and being patient and doing the extra work, it just tastes better and it's better. And there are some of us who don't want to put no work in, don't even want to go to the kitchen. Some of us procrastinate everything and we're full of excuses. People even treat religion like to do the gym. Oh, I'll start Monday. We treat it like a diet. Oh, I'll start Monday. Treating our dream. I'll start my dream Monday. It's not my season. It's not my season. Right now is not the time. If I get the perfect girlfriend, if I get married, then I'm going to be faithful. If I get this job, if I get this financial breakthrough, then I'm going to start tithing the church. Then I'm going to start spending my money better. But right now, I'm just going to party with my money. We have all these excuses. We have these excuses not to do things, not to chase our dreams. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, believe it or not, Jesus curses a tree. It's a fig tree. Jesus was hungry. He goes to this fig tree and he wants to eat from it, but this fig tree didn't produce anything. So he curses at the tree. And people think Jesus cursing at this tree because he was hungry. Maybe he was hangry. But that's not the thing. I believe Jesus was cursing at this tree because this tree had an excuse that it wasn't a season. Because we know trees have seasons to blossom and not to blossom and to produce and not to produce. But Jesus said, your season is now. And you have the excuses that it's not your season. And you have an excuse that it's not your season to blossom. But it is your season. And you're making excuses up that it's not your season. Jesus said, your season is now. So he's mad at the fig tree. Your season is now. And a lot of them have these excuses not to do things right now because we say, it's not my season. When is your season then? When is your season? When is your season to be a better boyfriend? When is your season to be a better girlfriend, a better husband, a better wife, a better friend, a better father, a better cousin, a better son, a better daughter, a better niece, a better nephew? When is your season to be a better employee? When is your a season to be chase your dreams? When is your season? What are you waiting for? You know, back in the days, there was this place called Bethesda, and it was a pool. And at this pool, it would heal you. Any kind of sickness. All you had to do is walk in this pool and you'll be healed by whatever sickness you had. There was a man that was there, not too far from the pool, kind of lying there. It says he was sick for 38 years. Lying there, sick for 38 years. This man would see people walk right by him, go in the pool, get healed. Walk right by him, go in the pool and get healed. Walk right by him, get in the pool and get healed. He see it going on and on and on. And this man just laid there. He wanted somebody to help him, to get him up and to put him in the pool. He was depending on other people to heal him, to go after his dream, to help him with his dream, to get healed. Sick for 38 years. One day, Jesus walks in. Jesus looks at this man, asks him, what's wrong with you? This man looks at Jesus and says, I've been sick. I've been laying here. And I see people walk right by me. Nobody helps me out. All I want to do is go in this pool. Jesus looks at this man and he says, get your belongings and get up. Get up and walk. Stop depending on other people to chase your dreams. Get up and walk. How many of you are waiting for that special reason, that special person to help you chase your dreams? What are you waiting for to be a better person? Are you waiting for that Monday? Are you waiting for somebody to put you in that pool? I'm telling you right now, Jesus is telling you to get your belongings and walk. I feel like God gives everybody a gift and not really anybody uses their gifts. It's time to walk. It is time to get your belongings and walk. Go after your dreams. You want to be healthy? Don't wait till Monday. You want to be a better boyfriend, a better husband? Don't wait till Monday. Don't wait for the weekend for you to cheat and go, you know, after I cheat with this one girl, I get this one girl. I just want her. I've been trying to get her for so long. But if I get this one girl, the following Monday, I'm going to be faithful. Get your belongings and walk right now. I want that promotion at work. If this person gets fired, or you know, there's an advancement, but you don't want to put the work in, you don't want to be a better employee, you're telling yourself, well, maybe if this happens, maybe if that happens, maybe Monday I'll be a better employee. You want the promotion? Get your belongings and walk. We're so full of excuses. Everything's Monday. Everything's Monday. Some of us are waiting for our friend to help us out. We're not even trying to help ourselves out. And imagine having Jesus. You want a friend to help you. Make sure that friend is Jesus.